Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and McKean Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we do have a budget that has gone through the General Assembly. Of course, it doesn't appear that the governor has put his signature to it yet, but what's going on with this? What's your analysis of what's in this plan? How did you feel about how the numbers stacked up here?
Well, I was a no vote on the budget, mostly because of the spend number, which was $28.04 billion. That was pretty hard to vote yes on when we know that the state is only taking in between $25 billion and $26 billion. So obviously, there's a $2 billion hole there right now. And as we have seen in the last couple years, our revenue projections have been way off by a couple billion dollars. So next year, we are looking at a possible $4 to $5 billion deficit in the budget. So again, as of previous years, I was a no vote on the budget. Currently, this budget bill is in the hands of the governor, waiting for his signature. It's my understanding that he is waiting for the other component of the budget called the fiscal code before he's going to sign the budget into law. So at this point in time, there are a lot of details that will take time to digest. Another reason for me to be a no vote was the $850 million that the governor is still hoping to receive from the federal government. Now, here we are with this $28 billion budget with that $850 million promised from the federal government. And if we do not receive that money, we are immediately in an $850 million deficit because of the lack of that federal money. So there's just no way that I felt it was responsible to vote for this budget when a lot of details are up in the air. I don't think when you're looking at a budget for 13 million people in the state of Pennsylvania, it should be based on a lot of ifs. And this is an iffy budget.
Any thought about where this might leave us next year?
Again, next year, I see us running a deficit with those revenues. We've seen this every year that I've been here. The revenues do not match the projections, and that's very alarming to me. It would be alarming to me if I had this type of budget in my home, and all of a sudden my income changed dramatically. And I would be wondering, how am I going to pay my bills? This is the same situation I see for the state of Pennsylvania. We're projecting one number, but in reality, the number is much lower. So how is the state going to pay the bills? It doesn't add up.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.